Hello, I'm Mike Andrew, and welcome to my new podcast. Today's episode looks at the impact of social media on word-of-mouth brand building. Well, looking at the impact that new media and websites such as Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, and all the other hundreds and hundreds of social media sites out there have on how people communicate with each other, got me to thinking about how much impact they have on word-of-mouth advertising. Social media sites, forums, blogging and podcasting have had a huge impact on how businesses and individuals can get their message out to a ready and willing audience on the internet. Well, have you ever given any thought on how this might be impacting on what you do on a day-to-day basis in your business? In my online reputation management presentation, I look at the impact of websites that allow consumers to publish comments about you or your business and rate a service that you may have provided, and how that comment can kill your business if it's bad. In fact, as an example, when planning my recent overseas trip, I frequently went to TripAdvisor.com to check on a hotel or service provider, and if it was given a negative review and there were a number of these about my choice, I would then change my hotel based on those comments because I believed what the consumer had written, and these comments were published and available for everyone to see. A lot of the companies had either not responded to these comments or probably more likely did not even know they existed. So if there are negative comments about your business published on the net, they are a silent business killer. And you spend a lot of time and effort in building your brand and trust in that brand, so don't allow it to be destroyed by not being aware of what's happening on the net. So the question I ask is, if this is the impact of negative comments, what would the impact be of positive reinforcement of your brand, business or service? And is the method of reinforcing this word of mouth advertising changing? Well, to me, the simple answer is yes, it is, big time. So, are you or your business ready to really change the way you approach social media and the internet? Are you adopting new communication tools in your business? Are you aware of what comments are being made about you, your business or your industry? If so, are you gearing up to take full advantage of the power of the new word of mouth? There's a very interesting video about the change in word of mouth advertising from Gary Vaynerchuk, internet businessman and celebrity on the internet about brand building and the way that word of mouth is changing in 2008-2009. On my blog site, mikeandrewrealestate.wordpress.com, you can actually go and watch the video, and it's very worthwhile a visit. It's mikeandrewrealestate.wordpress.com. In the meantime, to help identify any problems that may arise, it's a good idea to set up Google Alerts for you, your brand, and your industry. If there are no comments, that's great, but you will receive a lot of intelligence from the market about your business and your area of operation. I have one set up for my blog, and Google lets me know whenever my blog or my name is mentioned daily. Yesterday, I received 4 mentions on the web, and I'm aware of everything that was published about me. That's what you need to do in your business. In my case, it's all positive, but if it had been negative, at least I would have been aware of it straight away. So for more information on this, you can visit my blog, mikeandrewrealestate.wordpress.com. I'll look at how Facebook, YouTube, and other social networking sites can be used by your business to drive word of mouth in my next series of podcasts. So for more information on this, please visit my blog, mikeandrewrealestate.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening, and bye until next time.